What a beautiful night this is. Hey, can I tell you a secret? When the moon is at her fullest, I swim closer to the surface at night just to be close to her. It's kind of a ritual. I dance with the waves on my own. I love my solitude, and my skin really loves getting kissed by the moonlight. I'm not the kind that's fit to have a lifelong partner or a sibling. I mean, partner, freshly eaten by yours truly. And siblings? How could I keep track? There's hundreds of us out there. Can you imagine the family gatherings? Ugh, no thanks. I do wonder sometimes, though, how my life would be if my mother was alive while I was growing up. Like, would she hunt some random fish to feed us? Would she play with us? Okay, it's time for another secret. I guess we're in the night of confessions. I saw my mother on her last breath. Oh, yes, I remember. Right after I hatched, I turned around and saw her. Looking directly into my eyes, she blinked. Once. I like to think that she was proud of me then. I remember how majestic I thought she was, and somehow I immediately knew everything about her. And then she closed her eyes again. This time, it was the end. She was gone. And here I am, following her footsteps while looking for a safe spot to lay my eggs. I hope I can protect them in the way she protected me and my siblings. I have to say, even though it's rare, I also find myself wondering how or where my siblings could be. But to be brutally honest, if they show up, I don't think I would recognize them. It might end up with me throwing a punch or a shell for being disturbed. Cannot help, I love my solitude. So yes, I'm not that experienced with family. This is where I relate to Sigrid. She doesn't need to socialize to get what she wants. She's used to being the odd one out, even in her family. But the difference between human and octopus children is that we don't crave parental love or care. I mean, how can we? Our moms most likely beat and eat our dads after they mate, so dad's gone. Shortly after that, mom activates self-destruction until their eggs meet the ocean. There's no one left to crave love from. But we've been observing humans long enough to know that you do crave such a thing. And a sibling is not just someone you share a uterus with. They are, subconsciously, your rival in getting parental love and care. And often, siblings experience the same parents completely differently. Because each child comes with their own life path dictated by their soul. Like the Van Noortzees. By the way, is it not fascinating to think that right now I carry on hundreds of life paths? Wow, crazy. Actually, speaking of which, would you excuse me for a second? I've been swimming around to find the right place to lay my eggs, and I think I found it. Could this cave be... No, I don't like it. No. You know what? Why not stick with what you know? I'll just lay my eggs under this rock. I slept under it most nights and survived just fine. All right. Seems okay. Here we go. Is this the right way? I've never tried to fan an egg for oxygen flow. I hope so. Oh no. I should have eaten one more crab. Oh, man, parenthood, am I right? No? Ooh, tough crowd. Listen, I need to cope with it some way. But hey, we were talking about parenthood. Think about it. How can parents be the same people with each child? I mean, people change over time. It's inevitable. Are you the same person you were since the last full moon? Oh, wait. Are you? I mean, should you be? No, right? No, of course you're not. A strange sibling dynamic was also present in the Van Noortzee family. For instance, Ruben didn't get dismissed by their father like Sigrid. He didn't question their parents much. There was no need or occasion for him to be dismissed. The invisible rivalry between them was there already from a young age, but they could not express it out loud. As children of dedicated public servants, they had to behave properly and be good kids. Meanwhile, deep down, they both felt abandoned by the other and hid behind passive aggression and insincere acts of kindness. You know what I also love about the full moon? How it gracefully brings light to the darkness, both in inner and outer worlds. Especially if those things are linked to the roots, subconscious, and upbringing. But remember, it's the moon we're talking about. She doesn't directly tell her message like the sun would. She does it in style. She reflects the light. And when you think of it, the full moon this time caught the Van Noortzee so direct that even what Arjan kept in the shadows for years was no longer a secret. All was out. Masks were off. And sooner than later, that inevitable question knocked on the door. What are you going to do with all the knowledge you are given? Really? What will you do?